Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First off, please tell us a little bit about the tall ships coming to Canalside on the 4th of July.
Well, we're really excited to be doing this for the city of Buffalo. Buffalo Lighthouse Association is bringing in this festival. It's a first-time event for the harbor, and if we're successful, it'll happen every 3 years. And this year, we're bringing in a fleet of 12 tall sailing ships. Some of them I couldn't get under the skyway if I wanted to. And we'll have them docking at Canalside along Erie Street Dock, which is the river walk between the Naval Park and Erie Basin Marina, and some out at the tip of Erie Basin.
How exciting will it be to see these tall ships on the 4th of July?
If anybody's ever seen one of these festivals, it's a life, a moment of bright enjoyment in your life. It's a magnificent sight to see these things come in under sail. We'll be doing that on the 4th of July with a formal parade of sail down the length of the Outer Harbor. So we'll have ships under full sail with an escort fleet, law enforcement to keep spectator boats a safe distance away. We'll disperse them off the 1833 Lighthouse with an exchange of canned salutes between shore and ship, and then send them to their docking areas where they'll tie up and be there for the 4th of July celebration at Canalside. And then the following morning, we opened them up to the public for tours.
Now, you mentioned the tours on July 5th. What will they be like?
Well, people that have the best way to get up close and personal with these tall ships is to buy a passport. It's basically a day pass. You bring it in on any given day. You choose the day. And you can use that to board as many ships as you can and pick the ones you want to board. And you can go aboard, talk to crew, talk to the captains, take a look around the vessels, and just enjoy the whole maritime experience and being on one of these amazing vessels. We're selling those passports for $20 full price with discounts for seniors and military, and half price tickets for children under 12. And that's the best way to get aboard and get close to the vessels. There'll be queues and boarding lines that will be alongside the ships. So if you come down to look at the vessels, you'll be able to do that. But to get aboard and get close, it's a passport that we use to fund the festival.
How much of a challenge was it to arrange all of this?
Well, Tall Ships America, which is our programming partner on this, is a national organization with a fleet of tall ships in their membership, and every year they put together a series of races from port to port to help train sailors under racing conditions. And in between those races, they do port visits. And Tall Ships America has been trying to recruit Buffalo for years. This is the first time we'll be doing it. It was not difficult to land it. It's very difficult to plan this, organize it, and pull it off. It's a massive undertaking with federal security regulations and logistics of ships and ship docking and provisioning and performance schedules, the whole nine yards. It's going to be a major festival and a lot of work by an amazing team of volunteers.
Now, on July 4th, where's the best view of the tall ships?
Well, if the weather cooperates, which is kind of iffy this year in Buffalo, the plan is to have the vessels muster out in the lake, bring in the South Gap at the southern end of the harbor, and do a full parade of sail up the entire length of the Outer Harbor to the 1833 Lighthouse. So anywhere along the Outer Harbor would be a prime viewing area. If it's really bad weather, we can shorten the parade and just bring them in the North Gap past Lighthouse Point. The historic site there will be open. There'll be a concert. There'll be the cannon fire, and there'll be Civil War reenactment stations. And then if you really want to see the docking itself, either along Erie Basin Marina, along the Riverwalk area, which is Erie Street basically, or in Canalside for the course of the day. they'll probably be reaching the docking area somewhere between 4 and 6 o'clock, depending on the wind and the weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.